I'm Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Just two more days until a pandemic-era rule expires that's allowed agents to turn away migrants at the southern border. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez is in Cameron County, Texas.
Sweeps in El Paso started early this morning. Authorities are trying to remove certain migrants while Title 42 is still in effect. Here where we are in the Brownsville area, over the last several weeks, they've been seeing about 2,000 migrant arrivals per day.
1,500 soldiers and Marines will arrive at the border this week. Governor Abbott says that's not enough, so he's called up 10,000 National Guard members. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is urging a swift bipartisan agreement as President Biden gets set to meet with congressional leaders today for talks on raising the debt ceiling. The Bipartisan Policy Center is predicting default between early June and early August if they don't come up with a plan to keep the government funded. Vladimir Putin led Victory Day ceremonies in Moscow, blaming Western countries for the war in Ukraine. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Russian soldiers marched to the ceremonies. Putin later compared the fighting in Ukraine to the World War II victory over Nazi Germany. Putin told the soldiers the country's future relies on a Russian victory in Ukraine, but Moscow has suffered heavy losses there and few gains.
A federal jury is expected to begin deliberating this morning in a civil case that accuses former President Trump of sexual assault. CBS's Matt Piper is in New York.
Former Elle magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll says Donald Trump raped her in a department store dressing room nearly 30 years ago. In closing argument, responding to Trump's claim that Carroll was not his type, her attorney told the jury the former cheerleader at Miss Indiana was exactly his type.
There are more sobering statistics on kids and drugs. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
Fentanyl-related deaths among children surged more than 30 times between 2013 and 2021. More than 5,000 children and teens died from overdoses involving fentanyl in the past two decades. That's according to data published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Pediatrics.
They're vaccinating koala bears against the STD chlamydia in Australia. Reporter Scott Maiman is in Canberra.
The disease can lead to blindness, infertility, and death in koalas, which can't climb trees to avoid predators. But a trial that began in March is being recognized as a safe way to help koalas as they're caught in the wild, vaccinated, and let go, then monitored.
This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The man suspected of killing a Western Wisconsin deputy was out on parole Saturday afternoon. That's according to Minnesota prison officials. Jeremiah Johnson was convicted of kidnapping and rape in 2016. Johnson has a long history of committing violent crimes. Investigators say he killed Katie Lysing during a drunk driving stop Saturday. Looks like he shot himself about an hour later. The Brewers are changing their alcohol sales policy again. It's been a month since the team decided to extend the deadline to buy alcohol into the eighth inning, but now the deadline is moving back to the seventh. The Brewers say they didn't have any issues, it's just that extending the deadline didn't increase sales by that much. In sports, the Brewers beat the Dodgers last night 9-3. Eric Lauer starts for Milwaukee tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Are you an experienced industrial painter, drywall finisher, or want to be? Do you want more than a job, but a high-paying career where your interests are well-represented, ensuring a safe work environment? The International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7 wants you. Bring your knowledge or ask about paid training. Learn more now. Call Tom Coyne, 262-488-4839, 262-488-4839, or go to the union's website, iupatdc7.com.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 548.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How many horse races fans do we have in the audience? 844-967-2789. Yeah, give us a call if you're a horse racing fan. This is, have I watched the Kentucky Derby before? Yes, I have over the years. Am I a horse racing fan? I can't say that I am. It's not something that I have to do or that I have to see every year. If all the stars are aligned, you know, at a given time when a Kentucky Derby is on, would I watch it? Yes. Is it something that I plan on every year? No. We do know what's at the root of horse racing and all of those things. It's just like everything else, money. But this article stands out because maybe most people didn't realize it, but this past Saturday, there were seven horses that died, you know, at Churchill Downs. Seven horses. Let's understand that these aren't, you know, the horses, excuse me, the pack horses and the horses that you see a lot of people have. These are multi-million dollar animals who've been bred, who are taken care of sometimes better than human beings, because at the root of all of it is money. And so when you see seven horses die, it is more than a notion. Seven horses die at Churchill Downs. Since April 27th, two horses collapsed and died, and five others had to be given a cocktail of drugs that killed them because of injuries to their legs. The latest to go down was Freezing Point, a 50-to-1 long shot who pulled up in the stretch in Saturday's eighth race after his trainer said he took a bad step. Before that, it was Chol's Dream, a gelding. In the second race Saturday, he pulled up lame in the first turn and had to be vanned off before he was put down. Another horse was vanned off in a unique ambulance. Now, horses have been dying in this sport since the beginning of time. I've had misgivings about the sport for years. You know, 844-967-2789. You know, there's something to be said about watching those animals, beautiful animals. I think a horse is one of the most beautiful and superb animals that there is on the planet. I do know that it is said that horses are the most intelligent of all animals. There are no animals as intelligent as horses. And part of the reason why they don't eat horses in this country, you ever wonder why, Calvin, they don't eat horses as much in our country?
I guess I never really thought we had a good reason.
Well, because horses are the most intelligent of all the beasts. And, you know, it's certainly not that the meat is not good. The meat on a horse is very lean. I've never had a horse. Would probably never eat it, but they eat it all over the world. But in America, horses is something that rarely, if ever, is butchered to be eaten because of their intellect. Well, so when you look at these races where they're, you know, the horse is bred to race, to run, to its peak, its diet, all of those things are all concentrated on for one thing, and that's for the money. And that becomes the question on whether or not this is inhumane treatment of animals or not. There are many people in this audience who are animal lovers. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Do you see anything wrong with horse racing? Is that, in your opinion, is that mistreatment of the animal? People love their dogs. They love their cats. Last time I checked, the horses and animals, you know, as well. And is there something wrong with what is happening, especially what they're finding out now, how many of those animals, those beautiful horses, have to be, you know, once they break a leg or something, they, you know, you have to put them down. 844-967-2789. And I think it's a bigger question that I want to put before the audience as far as the betting goes. Our nation has gotten worse with all the betting. So, you know, it used to be rarely, if ever, that you could bet on a football game, professional football game, or professional baseball game, or professional basketball game. In my lifetime, those things were all illegal because at some point they thought that this would negatively affect the games. But no more. It's wide open now. You can go anywhere just about and bet on these games. Why are we encouraging people to bet? You know, it's no different than cigarette addiction or alcohol addiction. Well, actually, it's worse because people who can't control their betting really put themselves in a situation. You know, let's say you're drug addicted. And your drug of choice is cocaine or fentanyl or any of those things. There's only so much of that you can take or your body can take before your body rejects it and you wind up losing your life, as we see unfortunately happen so often. But you can only ingest so much of that. But somebody who's addicted to gambling, on the other hand, can lose it all. Because there is no limit to what you'll lose. You'll lose everything you have in the hopes that you are going to win. The addiction of gambling is that strong. And again, I go back to when they only allowed gambling in Las Vegas and New Jersey. Many of you in this audience remember that. If you wanted to, except for if you wanted to go to the church, and then, you know, grandma could play bingo, and that was allowed. But now there's a casino on every corner. And they're pilfering people out of their resources. Look, I was going to talk about this later on, but I might as well get it out of the way now. One and two baby boomers have zero savings. One and two. Zero savings. Is it coincidental that all of this open gambling has taken place over the last 30 years? And so people have lost everything. And I know people will say, well, you know, you can't protect people. Well, again, prior to 30 years ago, that didn't exist. If you wanted to gamble, it was Vegas or Atlantic City. And I remember when they opened up all of the gambling, as many of you do. And the fact that people have really been destroyed by that. And now younger people who are now getting into this early. Well, betting on the basketball games. But now, look, yeah, we used to do a little something called football pools, where you would give $30 a square. You'd give the guy $30, and that would be, yeah, and then you would blindly pick a number. And whatever the two numbers ended in, if it was 27 to 26 and you had 7 and 6, then you would win a portion each quarter. But you knew it was $30, $25, or $5, whatever it was. It wasn't $300, $400, $500, $1,000, $2,000. That's where we are now. And escalating and getting even worse. You know, the casino where I live has just about now, when sports betting went up, man, you should see what is happening, man. You know, there are people who come in. Let's be honest. I don't think you're going to make a career out of sports betting. I think more people are going to lose in sports betting than they're going to win, as it is in most gambling. Listen, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be back. And it's all right, but I can't do out of sight, because my heart is true, sister.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
Mike Crivello's Camera Center help you start your family photo album by turning your digital images into gorgeous 4x6 inch prints on 2 for Tuesday. Buy one print, get the second free, up to 100 prints. In-store only at 181st and Blue Mound.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 46. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 75. Temperatures a bit above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 48 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. After school Satan clubs gain popularity amid legal victories. Huh? What? Ooh, oops. What? After school Satan clubs gain popularity amid legal victories. Didn't know there was such a thing as after school Satan clubs. And the fact that this is okay in schools. After school Satan clubs have been steadily increasing in popularity and are not likely to slow down as their supporters rack up media attention and legal wins fighting for free speech. The clubs associated with the Satanic Temple and currently only offered in primary schools began at the beginning of 2020 and quickly gained attention from parents who wanted an alternative to religious clubs, according to June Everett, campaign director of the After School Satan Club. Yeah. Here's what I don't understand. If, you know, if that's your thing, why does everybody have to know, right? Even if you don't believe in a deity or a higher power, that's, you know, that's fine. Nobody's forcing you into that. But does the world have to know that, you know, and your children have to be subjected to publicly knowing that your kid, you know, is involved in after-school Satan Club? That's kind of when things started blowing up, and I anticipate that every year moving forward is going to get busier and busier, Everett told The Hill. Last Monday, the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Pennsylvania rule in favor of the Satanic Temple and the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, which sued when the Northampton County School District would not allow the club to meet at its grounds. In a victory for free speech and religious freedom, a federal court has ruled that the Sacon County School District must allow the after-school Satan Club to meet in district facilities, the ACLU announced. The Satanic Temple was founded in 2014 and says its mission is to encourage benevolence and empathy, reject tyrannical authority. A member should also use practical common sense and stand up for justice, according to its site. There are congregations around the country, and they tell those interested that if their goals are to sell my soul, get rich, join the Illuminati, etc., they should look somewhere else. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I get it. Yes, you know, people have a right in this country to do almost anything. For heaven's sakes, even a man is running for president of the United States. The other day, rekindled the fact that he said you can grab women, you know, by their privates. It's America. People can say or do any manner of things. But your thought on the after-school Satan Club? 844-967-2789. Look, I know. It's the Constitution. The Constitution says you have a right to free speech. And, you know, are there any barriers at all in your mind when it comes to that? You know, I mean, I'm wondering how many kids are sitting up in the after-school Satan Club. I can just imagine. Maybe one, maybe two. But I don't know, man. It's a strange world today that we live in and getting stranger all the time. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
CBS News Brief. Border Patrol in Texas is launching new sweeps to find and expel migrants before the pandemic-era Title 42 expires Thursday. This man has been waiting to cross over near San Diego.
Just want to go to the U.S. to get a work, to change my life and live a good life.
President Biden meets with congressional leaders today to try to resolve a stalemate over the debt ceiling. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
Congress has to move quickly at this point. The Treasury Secretary says the U.S. could run out of money to pay its debts as soon as June 1st.
Vladimir Putin marking Victory Day by blaming the West for the fighting in Ukraine.
A real war has again been unleashed against our motherland, but we have countered international terrorism. We will protect the inhabitants of the Donbass, and we will protect our country.
His address commemorating the defeat of Nazi Germany came hours after Ukraine's military intercepted almost 24 Russian missiles aimed at Kyiv. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio, inviting you to join us every weekday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. Up North News is your online home for stories that are unabashedly Wisconsin. We cover the latest out of the state capital, of course, but we also celebrate this amazing state with stories about people and places, food, events, history, and more. You can find our work at our website, upnorthnewswi.com, or search for Up North News WI on social media and subscribe to our newsletter, too. Then, each morning, I get you caught up on the latest headlines, plenty of weather checks, a little sports, we do a daily music break and a history lesson, we have newsmakers, insiders, community leaders, and all kinds of other guests and regulars. And we take the time to break down an issue or a story and explain it in plain English. Catch Up North News Radio weekdays 6 to 8 here on the radio, the Civic Media website, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Attention all DIYers! When you're looking for the best products and supplies to take your landscaping to the next level, look no further than Choice Landscaping. For 30 years, Choice Landscaping and Garden Center continues to deliver professional and personal service within a 10-mile radius of Cudahy, but welcomes customers from all over. Whether it's spring, summer, fall, or winter, his Garden Center is open year-round to cover all your needs. So don't wait. For more info, visit ChoiceLandscaping.com. Choice Landscaping. Cover all your needs.
Do you dread going to work every day? Want a career where you are appreciated? Why not build with the best in the business? Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599 can do this for you. You will receive very high starting wages and full benefits on top of that. If you are a skilled or entry-level worker looking to cement your lifestyle with a solid career, or if you just want to be happy at work, call 414-354-0599. That's 414-354-0599. Cement your lifestyle with Operative Plasters and Cement Masons Local 599. 414-354-0599.
El local 599 de los Operated Plasters and Cement Masons en Milwaukee te trae la oportunidad de trabajar con lo mejor de lo mejor en el sector. Altos salarios iniciales y beneficios completos para cimentar tu estilo de vida con una carrera extraordinaria. Llámanos al 414-354-0599. Apúntalo, 414-354-0599.
This is Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Look, according to Gun Violence Archive, as of 5-9-2023, which is today, gun violence deaths so far in 2023 in America is 14,945. That was as of 5 o'clock this morning. 14,945 people have been lost their lives since the beginning of this year. You know why that's so significant? In 20 years of war, basically, on average, in Afghan and Afghanistan, only a quarter of that number of service people were killed in two full wars. And yet here we are 5 months, a little bit over 5 months into 2023, and almost 15,000 people have lost their lives through gun violence. Here's another one. Yesterday, man shot 14-year-old in back of head as she was playing hide and seek. The teenager was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries and is okay and recovering after the incident, according to family members. A Louisiana man was arrested after allegedly shooting his 14-year-old neighbor in the back of the head on Sunday, according to local authorities. The man told police he had unknowingly hit the girl after opening fire on a group of people running away from his home. Children playing hide-and-seek. That warranted the homeowner to go get his gun because I guess people say he was threatened in some way, shape, or form. But I don't know how you can possibly be threatened by children. You know it's children. They're having a good time. They're running around. They're playing hide-and-go-seek. In the early morning hours of the day, according to a news release from Cocosin Parish Sheriff's Office, deputies were called to a tiny Lake Charles neighborhood for a reported shooting. After the wounded teenage girl was found at the scene, detectives summoned were summoned, discovering that several children had been playing in the area, hiding on a neighbor's property. When detectives spoke with the property owner, David Van Doyle, 58, of Starks, he stated he observed shadows outside his home, at which time he went inside and retrieved his firearm, the sheriff's office said. Doyle then told investigators he went back outside and began firing at the people he saw running away from his home. I don't, for the life of me, understand why people are so afraid. You got guns. When you have guns, why should you be afraid? I'm a guy without guns, and I'm not afraid. I don't understand that part of this. Well, you've got guns because you're afraid. Afraid of what? In this case, a shadow. The man said he saw a shadow. He saw shadows. So he was afraid. What did he think was going to happen? He heard kids playing, for heaven's sakes, hide and seek. He didn't give it a second thought. He went and got his gun and shot this 14-year-old child in the head. When is it ever going to end? What is it about people and their guns that they have to? They lose all sense, if they ever had any, and revert to their savior, the gun. Man. You shoot this girl in the back of the head, 14 years old. What was she when she was on my property? Hey, if a child is on my property, I'm certainly not running in to get my gun. And if somebody comes on my property, yeah, I live in the city. I don't live in the rural area. If somebody, a child is in my backyard, I'll ask them, why are you there? They didn't commit any crime. That means that they should be shot. The nation has gone mad. People in this country have lost their minds. And then when these things occur again, almost 15,000 people have been killed. It's just the early week, the second week of May. By guns. By gun violence. And still the same thing. Well, we shouldn't be talking about that we shouldn't be talking about that. What else should we be talking about then? If it's not the gun, well, we should be talking about the mental illness in the society. I'm beginning to think that many people who own guns, I didn't say all, but based on what they're doing with guns, you know, I don't know so much if it's mental illness and that you should blame that on mental illness. When you say somebody's afraid and they've got guns and they use their guns on people, on innocent people, that's not somebody who's mentally ill. That's somebody who's kind of deranged. But there's a difference. People with mental illness can't help themselves. People who run and get their gun because they heard a church house mouse make a little noise, not mentally ill. You're deranged. Why is it we can't even have the conversation? Let's see. I don't think there was a, Calvin, I'm losing, not a massacre. What do they call it when four or more people are?
A mass shooting.
I don't think there was one yesterday. I didn't check. But there'll probably be one. There's a guarantee there'll be one before the week is out. And more than likely, if you're a betting person and you see that 15,000 people just about have been killed in 5 months, it stands to reason that that's going to be happening. And I just don't understand. Who was it? It was Megyn Kelly, who used to be on Fox News, who said it's time to stop talking about the guns. And when are we going to get beyond talking about the people? Because nothing's ever going to change with the guns. And I'm beginning to think she just may be right. Nothing's going to change with the guns. I don't know what that power feels like because I don't own any guns. I don't know what that feels like or what it does to one's psyche to be able to have and possess that kind of power. But everybody shouldn't be qualified to have one. I don't care what the Constitution says. Because if these, you know, to be accurate, 14,945 people who've been killed thus far this year by the gun, whether it's suicide or whatever it is, that there's something clearly that's going on with the owners of those guns that needs to, people need to take a longer, harder look. And the fact that Megyn Kelly, who's not alone, the former host of Fox News, who said we need to stop talking about the guns because nothing's going to change with that, I'm almost beginning to believe her. What is it going to take before there's ever a real conversation? If you would think that this poor 14-year-old girl being shot in the back of the head for playing hide and go seek, what did the owner fear? The guy, what did he fear? Because at the root of those kinds of things is he was afraid of something. He said he saw a shadow. A shadow was enough to pull out your gun and pull the trigger? Didn't he hear kids? I know he heard kids. But I keep hearing people telling me about people who are afraid. And I still, for the life of me, do not understand why if you've got an arsenal, you should be afraid. People should be afraid of you. It's not the other way around. People should be afraid of you, and rightfully so, when you look at the numbers of people who are being slaughtered. And I can't help it. Maybe you're tired of hearing this conversation about it. But when are people going to stop? You know, I don't know what this man is going to get. Excuse me. It was a blessing that the young lady that he shot in the back of the head survived. But the long-term damage, I don't care, you know, of what happened to her will affect her the rest of her life. What is the penalty he should pay? Well, I was afraid. I saw shadows running around. That can't be an acceptable, you know, defense. Well, maybe they'll take his guns away from him. So the next time, you know, he'll act accordingly. That can be an acceptable solution. Now lock him up. That's what that should be. Lock him up and lock him up for a long time. Well, he they were on his property. So what? Is that a death sentence? Is that a death penalty? I own a little property myself. Is that a death sentence for somebody because they're on your property? What is wrong with our nation? And why can't we have a real conversation? We talk about it constantly, and yet nothing is being done. But at some point in time, again, when it's your child, like this poor family that was shot in the back of the head, you'll be willing to have a conversation then. And it's tragic that the only time we want to have that conversation is when some of our loved ones are impacted and affected. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 69. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 46. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny again tomorrow. High of 75. Temps above average Thursday and Friday with highs in the mid-70s. Scattered showers possible both days. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 50 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Listen, if you are a Democrat, I got some bad news for you. I got some really, really, really bad news for you. This is in today's alternate. It says, and believe it or not, it doesn't say that, but I'm saying that you believe it or not, Democrats may not retake control of the Supreme Court until 2065. What? Democrats may not retake control of the Supreme Court until 2065 unless they expand the bench, legal experts say. So expanding the bench means packing the court. And I remember when they were talking about packing the court, and there were even other Democrats who said, we don't believe in packing the court. So Republicans have positioned themselves so well that they control and will control the Supreme Court, conceivably, for another 43 years in succession. If you can somehow wrap your mind around that, I can't. You know, I do know I have long since been gone. And my memory will long since have faded by 2065. But it's inconceivable that they've been able to get to a point where they have that kind of power. And anybody who's on the left side of things and doesn't think that they need to pack the court, you got an issue. There were Democrats who were against packing the court. The Republicans already have packed the court. Otherwise, how else is it possible that they could be in a position that they'll still be in charge of the Supreme Court, barring some unforeseen circumstances, like early deaths to some Republican, you know, Supreme Court justices? They're all young. Those people are all young. And so they'll be there. Man, how did that happen? How did Democrats, how was it possible? A newly revised bombshell paper by four school law professors finds Democrats are unlikely to be able to regain majority control of the United States Supreme Court for four more decades, unless they expand the number of justices on the nation's highest court. That finding follows weeks and indeed years worth of allegations of corruption against the conservatives' jurors themselves, including Justice Clarence Thomas, who is the oldest of them, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, John Roberts. You know, these people are firmly in a secure position, that they have lifetime appointments, and this is what stands in the way of there being any equity in this society for another four decades. I find that, man, just implausible at its root. You wouldn't think there would be any way possible that that could be the case, but it is. Political strategist and former Media Matters Vice President Jameson Foser notes this would mean 96 consecutive years of a Republican Supreme Court majority. Man, can you even imagine that? The end game of court packing is a paper that uses simulations based on assumptions about the results of elections, justice, retirement, etc., to predict what might happen with the Supreme Court's composition for the next century. Notes one of the authors, Washington's University and St. Louis School of Law professor Daniel Epps, a nationally recognized expert on the Supreme Court, according to his bios. You may think that this is not a big deal, and they're not saying it's, this is if all the stars are aligned right and people are able to live their lives in longevity, that they would remain in those seats, and that could be over 96 years in a row. It's really hard to even comprehend or imagine that that could be even possible. But the Republicans have done a great job of positioning themselves, thanks to Donald Trump and others, in evil consequences of time, where Ruth Bader Ginsburg hung around too long. And I'm sure if she could come back from her grave, and she knew that this was the outcome, that she certainly would have stepped down. Because there's no way that any Democrat or Republican, any party, and you talk about the founding fathers, and if they knew, they would all say, no, that's not what we envision. It should have never been that. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.